Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shiurim in the Rambam. We're in Hilchas Melachim, Perek Hei, Halacha Dalet. In the first Shiur, we saw a slew of kashes on the this Rambam. Mitzvah Esrei L'Hachrim Shiva Amamin. It's a Mitzvah Esrei to annihilate these seven nations in Eretz Yisrael. Shneim Rachrim Tacharimim. And if one comes into your hand and you don't kill him, then you're over Nalaisase. As it says, do not allow any soul to live. And their memory has been lost, so you can't do it anymore. We don't know who they are. And like I said, we asked many, many kashas, and we contrast it with Amalek, where it doesn't say Karavad Zichram. And we saw that it was a every time someone comes into your hand, you don't kill them. It's just a loisa say. What about the assay? So, an assay, why does the Rambam say only there's a loisa say if you don't kill the guy who comes into your hand? And so numerous kashes, like I said. Now we're going to begin the Mahalach to answer everything. B'siyata d'shmaya. I see tremendous light in this sugya. And as always, our Hilchos Malachim Shiurim, just about always based on the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Gaonu Zeinu, Moron, Roshei Yeshiva, Agon Radov Yitzhak Manzatzal, L'shmo L'zichro Tavis Nefesh. The Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos that there's a din of Melchemetz Mitzvah, the Zayin Amimin, mitzvah the Mitzvah's essay of Hacharim Tacharimim. There's a Mitzvah's essay of annihilating them. In the Gemara in Soita, and Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, you see a lashon of Melchemes Yehoshua Lichboish. That's the lashon of the Gemara over there. It talks about Melchemes Chova, Melchemes Yehoshua Lichboish. So it's mashma that Mishum kibush Eretz Yisrael, who v'lo mishum hachorim tacharim, when Yehoshua comes into Eretz Yisrael to capture Eretz Yisrael, the mashmaus is that the mitzvah is out kibush Eretz Yisrael. It's not because of hachorim tacharimim. And so to Rashi in Sanhedrin, and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and Divur Maschil b'Melchemes HaRishus, Rashi writes, Kol Melchama Korim Melchemes Melchemes HaRishus, Levad Melchemes Yehoshua, Shehoisa lichboish es Eretz Yisrael. So again, the emphasis is that the Melchama of Yehoshua was to capture Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam puts the mitzvah of Zayin and Amim Mitzad Hacharim Tacharimim. The Gemara has it for kibush Eretz Yisrael. Gemara in Soita Mem Dalet Amud Beis, Rashi in Sanhedrin Beis Amud Aleph. We've discussed a lot in these shiurim. So to insult over there that we mentioned, Dibur Maschel Avol B'Melchemes, Rashi writes a lashon, Kegoin Kibush Eretz Yisrael B'mei Yehoshua, like the capturing of Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yehoshua. And Rashi doesn't mention anything about the Zayin Amimin. Rashi just talks about Kibush Eretz Yisrael. And L'chayr, it's muchach like that. It's compelling to say that, because the Zayin Amimin in Chutz La'aretz is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in Soita Lamed Vov Omud Aleph. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Zayin Amimin in Chutz La'aretz, there's a chiyuv hariga, and according to Rabbi Shimon, there is none. Ayin Sham Rashi B'Dibur HaMaschil Keman, and there in Tesvis. And well, who's the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda, Erev Mem Hei Amud Aleph, Beitzach of Zayin Amud Aleph, Bechoros Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, V'chein Hudas Reiv Harishenim. You know, there are those who argue Yad Malachi Tov Kofayin Zayin. So you see that it's a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is a chiyuv hariga of the Shiva Amim and even in Chutz Laretz. Shimon holds this not. We pass in according to most people like Rabbi Yehuda. And the question is, so why is the Melchama Talun Kibush Eretz Yisroel? We see that the Zayin Amimin are not an Inyan that relates specifically to Eretz Yisroel. We pass and we even have this Chiyuv in Chutz Laretz. So it must be that the Melchemes Mitzvah is Nachmas HaKibush. The Melchemes Mitzvah is because of the capturing of Eretz Yisrael. That's what makes it into a Melchemes Mitzvah. Kibush Eretz Yisrael. And not because of the Mitzvah of Hachareim Tacharimim. Like Rashi writes, that it's Eretz Kibush. We're not denying that there's a Mitzvah of Hachareim Tacharimim. We're just saying that the Melchoma in Eretz Yisrael against the Shiva Amimin is mitzad the kibush, the Melchemes mitzvah is mitzad the kibush, and not the mitzvah of hachareim tacharimim. So that is muchach from sources that we cited. From the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, who writes, as we quoted in the previous year, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that it's a mitzvah lechatet achareim, v'sha'al yedei David, Nispazru v'loy nishar lehem sheresh mevuar she'im loy kein chayavim lehorgom gam b'chutz laretz. So you have to search out for them. Through David, they were scattered. There's no longer any sheresh, and that's why there's no longer a mitzvah to kill the Shiva Amimin. Otherwise, if not for the fact that they were mispazer v'loy nishar lehem sheresh, there would be a chiyuv hariga even in Chutz Laretz. And so too writes the Chinuch, Tavchav Hei, Lehedya, that you're chayiv b'chol makom shenem tzayim. See the Minchas Chinuch in Tavkuf Lamed Beis. And if so, that it says in the Gemara, Melchemes Yehoshua li kibush, is lav dafke. Why? Because, remember, that's the Gemara and Soitan Mem Dalet on the base. Because Lehedya Khan Kosev Harambam B'mitzvahs Esse Shel Hachareim Tacharimim Shehi Melchemes Mitzvah. Lashon of the Rambam, again this is Sefer HaMitzvahs, Kof Kuf Pei Zayin. The Rambam writes, V'chein Laroig Zayin Amimin Ule Abdon Sivui shenitztaveinu boy, vehu milchemes mitzvah. So that's what we were oimed on in the previous shir, this lashon of vehu milchemes mitzvah. The Rambam is madgish here, that's a milchemes mitzvah. And therefore the Rambam says that that's why it's a mitzvah hanoi heges ledoiros. Possibly, that's what the Rambam learns earlier. It's a mitzvah that's no heges ledoros. So, but it's more mashma. That's what it says previously. It's a mitzvah that's no heges ledoros. And then the Rambam writes v'hu milchemes mitzvah. But it's more mashma that it's going on what it says later. That their mitzvah was already miskayim ayidei David. So okay, it was miskayim ayidei David. But why is that important that it was a milchemes mitzvah? Al Kolpanim, right, the Rambam says that Chen Asinu Ad Asher Tamu V'Nechusu B'Meidav V'Nispazru Hanish'arim V'Nis'arvu B'Umois Ad Sheloi Nesher B'Hem Sheresh. So nothing was left. So that's the Rambam. But the Rambam calls it a Melchemes Mitzvah. And what does that tell us? That tells us that this war against the Shiva Amimin is a Melchemes Mitzvah. According to Rashi, it's Kibush Eretz Yisrael. When we come into Eretz Yisrael and fight the seven Amimin, we're kind of the Mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rambam, we're kind of the Mitzvah of Hachareim Tacharimim. Hachem Tachem is a Melchemes Mitzvah. And when Yehoshua is fighting the Zion Amamin, Ein Zu Mitzvah B'Kibush Eretz Yisrael Dafka. No. There's a Melchemes Mitzvah of Hacharem Tacharime. And the Kibush is Lav Dafka. And that's why it's very difficult to understand what it says in the Tshuvis of the Avnei Nezer. In Yoyredei, in Simen Tofen and Dalet Ois Hei, in the Machlokes Rambam, Ramban, in the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that the Rambam doesn't bring it as a mitzvah saseh, so the Avnei Nezer writes that even Ladas HaRambam, it's a mitzvah saseh, but it's included in the mitzvah essay of Hacharem Tacharimem, which is mitzad mitzvahs kibush v'yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and this is very difficult to understand, because like we said, the mitzvah even applies in Chutz La'aretz. Hacharem Tacharimem even applies in Chutz La'aretz. Right, it says mitzvah l'chatei tachareim. You have to search for them wherever they are. So it's lav dafka in Eretz Yisrael. So they were mispazer and there's no shorish anymore, so we're not chayv in the mitzvah. But otherwise we'd be chayv even in Chutz La'aretz. And so it's this is the chinuch. So this is a mitzvah that applies even, in other words, this hacharim tacharimim applies even in Chutz La'aretz. How could the Avnei Nezer say that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is included in hacharim tacharimim? Hacharim tacharimim is not about Eretz Yisrael. It applies even in Chutz La'aretz. So again, we had Rashi. According to Rashi, the mitzvah of Hacharem Tacharim, the mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of fighting the Zion Amun in Eretz Yisrael, is mitzad Kibush Eretz Yisrael. The Melchemes mitzvah is out Kibush, and not Hacharem Tacharim. Echinam, in Chutz La'aretz, according to Rashi, there's a Hacharem Tacharim, like we have Das Rabbi Huda. But that's not what you have in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Kibush Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rambam, it's not Eretz Kibush Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rambam, it's Al Tacharem Tacharimim. When we fight the Zion Amimin, that's a Melchemes Mitzvah. According to Rashi, the Melchemes Mitzvah is capturing Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rambam, the Melchemes Mitzvah is Hacharem Tacharimim. And that applies... And it's difficult to say that the right, the Melchemes Mitzvah is Hacharem Tacharim, not Mitzad Kibush Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Avnei Nezer is so difficult. It wants to say that according to the Rambam, the Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is included in Hacharem Tacharim. Hacharem Tacharim isn't Dafka Eretz Yisrael. Hacharem Tacharim was the Melchemes Mitzvah we have against the Shiva Amim, wherever they may be. In the Sefer HaMarcheshes, in Chelek Aleph, in Simon Chof Beis, he writes on what Rashi says in Megillah, and Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, in Divor Maschil Emesh, that the Malach Taina to Yehoshua, Al Bittel Tomet Shel Bein HaArbayim, She'ein B'zeh Mishum Oisek B'mitzvah, Kevin She'ein Zman Melchoma Balayla, Mishetech Shach. So there's no din of Oisek B'mitzvah that allows you to be Mevatel Tomet Shel Bein HaArbayim, because there is no, it's not Zman Melchama Balayla from the time it gets dark. So later in the day, you weren't in the Val de Melchama, you should have been bringing the carbon. Ein Zman Melchama Balayla. So explains the Marcheshes, Chanuch and Regis and Simon Chof Beis, that it's not because there's no regilus lehilachim balayla. It's not because they're not accustomed to waging war at night, but rather there's only a chiyuv to wage a melchemes mitzvah b'yom, because the melchama was to be mekayim mitzvahs hachareim tacharimim, and that's like dinei nefashos she'ein donim balayla. And therefore there's no mitzvah sase, and therefore there's no isek be mitzvah patur min mitzvah. Ayin sham b'divrei amar cheshes b'chelek aleph b'simen chof beis. But according to what we're saying, lo yitochin zel rashi, he wants to say this is pshat in rashi. We're saying it's not pshat in rashi, because rashi l'shitasoi, the milch mitzvahs b'milchemes Yehoshua mishum kibush eretz Yisrael ve'ein ze einin l'dinei nefashos b'alayla. This has nothing to do with dinei nefashos at night. This is the mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. That's not done in Dinei Nefashos. It's war. It's a completely different category. So, if Shalomar et apshat shel amelcheshet kanireh b'divrei Rashi. V'gam lefi ma shebiyarnu b'dat haRambam, we wanted to say pshat in the Rambam that the mitzvah is because of the Zayin Amimin, that that's the milchemes mitzvah. The milchemes mitzvah is al tacharim tacharime, that you're wiping out the seven nations and not the kibush eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, it is not a chiyuv misa of yechidim, as we will in Mirtzeh Hashem explain. And because of this, ba'al kolchenu lefaresh kipshuto mitzad derech milchome, we have to say kipshutoi, that pshat is in Rashi, derech milchama. In other words, it's not derech milchama at night. Derech milchama is only by day, and not by night. So the Marcheshes wanted to say, because ein donim dinei nefashos b'alayla. But that does stimmt nicht mit Rashi, nicht mit Ramban. This doesn't fit, it doesn't dovetail neither with Shitas Rashi or the Ramban. Because according to Rashi, there's no one in the dinei nefashos at night, because we're dealing here with Mechamis Kibush. Melchemes mitzvahs kibush, that has nothing to do with dinei nefashos at night. And according to the Rambam, that it's because of Melchemes Zayin Amimin, but that's not a chiyuv misa v'yechidim, as we'll explain. And therefore, pshat and Rashi would be because it's not derech milchama at night. And taka there, and ois vav, the Marcheshes also writes himself that Melchemes Yehoshua is alts kibush. And he says from the lashon of the Gemara, Melchemes Yehoshua lichbosh. So he doesn't explain how that works with what he said earlier about dinei nefashos b'alayla. So that's very difficult to understand this Marcheshes. And he also writes that according to the Rambam, he writes there in Osei, the mitzvah is not mishum kibush eretz Yisrael. Sa'al koponim mivur mizeh machlekes bein Rashi v'Rambam. Is the mitzvah machmas mitzvahs hacharim tacharimim? Im machmas mitzvahs hacharim tacharimim havalei melchemes mitzvah? Olav. In other words, according to the Rambam, because of Hacharim Tacharimim, it's a Mulchemes Mitzvah. And according to Rashi, it's not. It's a Mulchemes Mitzvah only because of Mulchemes Yehoshua Lichbosh Eretz Yisrael. But according to the Rambam, it's a Mulchemes Mitzvah Al Hacharim Tacharimim. As Masha Mutal Alenu La'asot Be'ezrat Hashem Ze Lehavin Et HaMachloket Bein Rashi v'Rambam. As Narami ze, that according to Rashi, din hariga zayin amimin hu kemo shekosev amalcheshes, shu din chiyuv hariga al kol gavra v'gavra mizayin amimin. It's not a war. It's a chiyuv hariga on every individual. En lezein in the mulchama. Just like the chiyuv hariga seir anidach, as a chiyuv mis, it's not in the mulchama. The Rambam, in his Lashon and Hilchas Akum 4:6, writes an inyan mulchama b'ir anidach, it's very shver. Very shver Rambam. Al kolponim yesh laharich boy. But the point is that in general, the pashtus is that irani dachas is a chiyuv mis. It's not an inyan of milchama. Even Amalek, it's mashman Rashi. It's mashman. So again, according to Rashi, the going into Eretz Yisrael and capturing it is din kibush Eretz Yisrael. But there's no din milchama against the Zayin Amimin. It's a din harigan kol echad ve'echad. Even Amalek is Mashman Rashi in Sanhedrin, Bezam Ralev, that it's not a Mulchemes Mitzvah. Sherei Kosev Rashi, Shein Mulchemes Mitzvah, El Mulchemes Yehoshua, the Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Rashi writes, the only Mulchemes Mitzvah is Kibush Eretz Yisrael, so that includes Amalek. Amalek is also not a Mulchemes Mitzvah. Ba'yein Sham Baruch Laner, Ubkines Sagadoyla, Bechidushim Alaram, and Perakel Melchus Malachim. And that's because it's not a milchama, it's a mitzvah harigas hayechidim. So according to Rashi, the Zayin Amim is a mitzvah harigas yechidim. According to the Rambam, however, Chen l'das ha-Rambam, Iker ha-mitzvah eino ha-kol yachid l'hargoy. It's a mitzvah ala amim, shemizayin amim in la-shmidam, v'udin kilui ba-ha-am. So it's a din of kilui to be mechale, the nation. And a kilui am, eino inyan ela l'milchama, it's nation against nation. And therefore the din of hacharem tacharimem is a milchemes mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of a milchama. I ain't targum in Parshas Ve'eschanan and Perek Zayin Pasuk Vav, Sotu Perek Chav Pasuk Yit Zayin and the Targum Yonison, Yehoshua Perek Yit Aleph, Kamak Psukim Lashon Hacharem. So the Lashon of Zgemira Tegamer Yosain. So it's not a din hariga, it's a gmar v'kilui michlet, it's a complete obliteration. V'zal kol ha'am, hu kamoshen itbayel b'tbarambam. As the Lashonis of the Targum stems with the Rambam, that it's a lashon of kilui shel ha'am. Umvuwal shapi on mashakosav ha-Ramban, that a rigas yachid is only a loisisei. If you don't kill a yachid, a person is over on a loisisei, and there's no kiyum asei. And even that's from a ribui in the pasuk, like we saw in the previous shir, from the Kiryas Sefer, that it says kol nisham, it's mashim every yachid. So it's a special ribui in the pasuk, because in Pashtus, the milchama of zayin amimin is docha milchemes am, not against the yachidim. So you need a special ribui to teach you about the yechidim as well. And therefore it's a lav, but it's not a bitul mitzvah aseh. Hashem came by Mechias HaMolek, there the mitzvah is on kol yachid, the mitzvah Shem. As we'll explain, we get the mitzvah hey, to per talach, talach hey. And therefore, if you didn't kill an Amalekite, then you're over in a mitzvah essay. The Rambam doesn't even have to tell us that. Only the Zayin Amimin. She'ein o'inyan li'yachid. Ein b'zeh alav mi'ribui dekras. That's not about a yachid. So therefore, you need a special chiddush in the pasuk. And look in the Rambam in the 10th parak of Hilchos Alvei Dezara and Halacha Aleph. It's mashma explicitly that without a mulchama, there's no k'chi of la'ru yechidim, even though from the Zayin Amimin, ein sham in chuschinach tzadi gimel v'hu kanal. That's as we've been explaining. So akol panim. Kum tois, soif dover, we have the sikum advarim, that the mitzvah, according to Rashi, of Zayin Amimin, is a mitzvah against the Yechidim, to kill the Zayin Amimin. It's not a Mulchemes mitzvah. Mulchemes mitzvah, the war, is Lichbosh Eretz Yisrael. That's when you have a Mulchemes mitzvah. According to Rambam, the Mulchemes mitzvah is Hacharim Tacharim, which is Kilui Ha'am. So with that, we're going to meet Hashem in the next year. We're going to take it and go further and see many, many. We have a lot to talk about, Rabbi Sain. This is so exciting, you know, when you just see how Torah is part of a Rava. It just keeps going and going and going. There's always more to say, always more beautiful chidushim. And the meet Hashem, we should be zoche to learn it together, the simple Rava. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend. Bli nedar namshich.